Ghana undertook redenomination of the national currency about a decade ago with mixed implications for the economy. Today, such coin denominations as 1 and 5 pesos are not being used in the market, though they are legal tender. What are the consequences of this to inflation, and how can the pressure on the economy be reversed? Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from an economist, Dr. John Gatti, what the country can do to reverse the trend. He suggested the creation of an environment where exports will be diversified, as well as improve on the manufacturing sector to reduce pressure on the currency.
Redenomination has a lot of issues involved in it. Number one, when you engage in redenomination and you are able to simultaneously put in place a program that will spur up productivity in the country and that will provide space for diversified exports and allow the economy to consume those items that the economy has the capacity to produce, it makes the redenomination effort very beneficial. But if you engage in redenomination outside this environment, you put immediate pressure on the currency such that prices within the economy begin to move up. So that the very lower denominations will not have space within a pricing system. So what it means invariably is that people don't need those coins for any transaction. Therefore, people will not demand for it. And gradually, you will see prices inching up. Some items will be priced such as 5 cedis, 90 pesos. But it becomes very difficult for people to give the 10 pesos to people who trade with them, thereby forcing traders to try to approximate the prices to about 6 cedis. That will itself increase prices, create inflation, and at the same time allow those coins to vanish from the system. So that is the reason why we do not have need for some of these coins in the system.
Now, what effect is the absence or the non-use of the coin causing to our economy? Because in the developed world, they use their coins to the last denominator. But following the redenomination, we are not using it. And you see that when you use the 1 cedi, you don't have a value for it.
The whole exercise put some pressure on pricing regime in the country. In the European countries you are talking about, when people go and buy things, they readily have changes for them. But that is not the case in Ghana, because we were forced to try to approximate the price. Because of that, we don't have any serious need for some of these coins. You realize that many, many prices have actually gone up as a result, and you have very few items that need the lower denomination of the currency or the coins to buy anything in the country. So virtually, it's as if we don't need them. So why should they be around? That is the problem we face. And the moment those things are not around, that should quickly tell you the effect they have on price build up in the country.
Dr. John Gatse is a senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School.